get up with.
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Last night we saw so many displays of love in Married at First Sight. The final commitment ceremony was on our screens, and Dan and Jessica announced that they were more than head over heels with each other. Dan joins us now. Morning, Dan.
G'day, guys. Morning. How are you?
Good, mate. First of all, congratulations. Must feel good to find love in an unconventional way, but you found love regardless. How good is love?
Yeah, it's great, mate. And I've gone around it the hard way, though, haven't I, dude?
Oh. Yeah, look, your relationship's been a real journey. You obviously were paired with someone else to begin with. That didn't quite work out.
Yeah.
And then in a Married at First Sight first, you guys were allowed to stay on together as a new couple, you and Jess. How was that?
Oh, as you probably saw that commitment ceremony that night when we were expressing to the group how we felt about each other and what had happened, I was in a bit of a bad place, I think. I was a bit of a wreck, though, look at me. That was for sure. I actually had a Valium in my pocket that night. I was just holding onto it for dear life. I didn't want to take it because it might make me a bit slow. But
mate, Flink's on my way. I need some. I'm so tired today.
Well, let's face it. The group weren't too stoked with your decision. Was it awkward after that, trying to be around them, knowing that they were against you and Jess as a couple?
Yeah, look, it was very awkward. And that's why that obviously when the next dinner party, it was a bit emotional that night with Jess and Mike at each other, and I sort of jumped in and just said, just knock it off, everyone. And yeah, it was hard. It was hard expressing how I felt around it. I felt like I was rubbing salt in the wound when I was with Jess around the other group, because obviously they'd seen Jess and Mike Mick together for so long before I got there. It was just, I felt a bit awkward, that was for sure.
It's a hard one though, Dan. I'm kind of on your team, because from the outside, people think you're actually married, but you've really only just met in a reality TV show. So if you just throw yourselves in there, take away the marriage title, because let's be honest, that's all it is for a reality show, you're allowed to kind of pick who you want to choose love, surely. And if it's Jess, then so be it.
Yeah, look, I'm sort of on the same page as you probably said. There's ways I could have gone about things a bit differently without hurting people, but yeah, you're exactly right. Like, the way, there's not like if you don't divorce and they can, when you divorce, they take half your stuff. Like, that's not going to happen because it's not that kind of wedding. But yeah, we're exactly right. Well, it's no different than the Bachelor, isn't he? He's hooking up with 18 girls.
True.
Yeah, you've only done it with one other. It's not that bad.
Yeah, give us a break, mate. Yeah.
Does that mean that Tam didn't get half your suitcase when she left? Like, I feel like you got to split the belongings that you had during the marriage.
She definitely didn't get half a suitcase.
So. Well, it's exciting you found love and you declared it to each other last night. Are you still in love? Is she with you now? You're hanging out, or what's going on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're hanging out heaps at the moment. She's in Perth at the moment for friend's 30th birthday, but yeah, no, we'll do that all last week in Sydney and stuff, and yeah, it's been good. It's been up and down as well, though, like seeing things back on the big screen and just rumours after rumours coming out, and yeah, it's been challenging. It's been challenging the whole time for me and Jess, just through the experiment, outside the experiment, it's been hard. And then when it's obviously after Christmas and that, you do your reunion and then you've got it going straight on TV, so there's not a lot of time that we've got to be able to spend together, but yeah, we're moving along, that's for sure.
Yeah, happy with how...
not moving as quick as we did.
Yeah, of course, Dan. Are you happy with how you've been portrayed on the show?
Not necessarily, no. Look, if I went my way, I probably wouldn't have, I would have said something straight away. I wouldn't have held on to it that long with Jess and the whole thing. Because I felt like that was wrong for Tam and Mick to find out the way they did in front of the group. I thought they deserved the respect to find out in private pretty much straight away, because... Let's be honest, in the outside world, if you're having an affair with someone, it's something that, look, you're paired with someone that you love. When in the outside world, you choose someone that you want to be with. You don't really go about things that way. In there, like, me and Tam were on a bit of a different playing field, that was for sure. But we were good mates, and I threw that friendship away when I did what I did.
Were you told at all that you couldn't tell her until that commitment ceremony?
You can't really answer.
Not allowed to say.
Yeah, look,
all right, we'll leave that one there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, have you spoken to Tam at all since it all went down? Have you reached out to her and apologised?
I've spoken to Tam a couple of times at the start of the experiment and throughout it. She did reach out and say she's very upset about it.
Yeah.
And I felt horrible because of the way that, look, she found out obviously in the experiment, but to what extent she didn't see. Obviously, she's seen it unfold on TV now, and she was a bit upset about how early on it did happen. And look, I've got nothing. I wish nothing but good things to happen to Tam, you know, because she's a lovely person. She really is. And I'm a bit disappointed. I'm very disappointed about the way that I threw the friendship away. Obviously, I did go in there to find a girl and find love and stuff like that, but still, I could have handled it a lot differently and a lot better.
It takes a big man to say that, Dan. The reunion special, it's airing, I think, later this week, mate. What happens? We hear there's a fight. Is it pretty explosive?
Right, yeah, it is. It's full on. Everyone's in the same room at once. There's wine glasses thrown. There's people hiding under the table. There's swear words getting tossed around from people I haven't even met before. It's full on. Strap yourself in for that one. I know I will be.
Well, the whole series has been so explosive. So now that everything's out in the open, I am hanging off the edge of my seat waiting to see it. All right. Well, best of luck with everything for you and Jess, Dan. Thanks so much for coming on the show this morning. We'll follow your relationship on the socials. We'll stalk you, no doubt, from here on in.
Beautiful. I look forward to it.
Good on you, Dan.
Married at First Sight, it is back tonight on Channel 9.
Hit Breakfast with Desire and Ellie.